Howdy, it's Barb, and I had a question this week about what does deepen your seat mean? And that's a great question. And I really wanted to get on Nick and talk about it, but our arena is like super wet because of all the Texas rain this week. So I just decided to do this podcast for you. So here's what I think. Our seat is the most fundamental part of our riding because it's so multidimensional. It's our most direct line of cueing and communication with the horse. It's the center of our balance. And when our body is aligned and our limbs are loose and we are focused, it's as if we're just absolutely one with the horse. Now, I thought it'd be good to go over some of the things that are involved with our seat in this deepening process and how we can continue to develop this whole means of communicating with the horse really for a lifetime. So the first thing is, I just want you to think about what it's like to experience your seat just as one with your horse. And expand the concept of seat to mean the lower trunk of your body. So it'd be kind of if you take it, your hand, and place it at the solar plexus, and just from there down, including your backside, that's what we're going to talk about as your seat. And your hip bones are aligned again with your shoulders and down to the ankles for a lot of your time in the saddle. It's as if you drop a plumb line from your shoulders that would go straight to your hip bones and down to your ankles. And as a horse is moving, you experience just for the experience. You're not trying to do anything. The movement in a whole variety of ways and rhythms, like depending on your horse's gait, the speed, and just the situation. In other words, your body is just, it has this wonderful, again, sense of alignment and looseness, and your seat is taking your weight, and then your horse is taking your weight and moving your seat bones are moving in connection with your horse, and the rest of you is just softly and deeply aligned. So I just wanted to give you that sense first. Now the next part, and a very important part, is once you have this sense of this anchor, soft anchor in the saddle that's very pliable and moving, then you can use your seat in an active way with your eyes and your breath for slowing down, for stopping, for speeding up, for turning, and just to develop smoothness in all kinds of maneuvers. And here are just a few reminders to keep your body loose. You know, if you feel tension in your shoulders or your hands or your jaw or your legs, you know, are gripping either the upper part of your leg or the lower part, just breathe into it and loosen. And then as you use your seat to do those different things with your horse and your eyes and your breath, give your horse time to feel your seat and your body so that they can become responsive to that. And go, and this point is a really big one. When you are getting ready to do a transition, go to your seat and your eyes and your breath first for that communication. In other words, when you get so kind of heady about, you know, do this, do that, your body gets stiff, you kind of arch your back, your seat comes out of your saddle a bit. I mean, your horse still feels that, but what you really want to do is to maintain this sense of kind of a pliable movement with your horse, and you want to go there first. Then your legs and your feet come next as cues, you know, after you've connected with your eyes, your breath, and your seat. And that's really seamless as you need them. And then your hands come last as support. So that's what I mean by deepen your seat. It's understanding, well, first of all, it's experiencing and kind of craving that oneness with your horse that you feel through your seat. And then it's actively using your seat. And then it's monitoring the process so that you become more skilled at it. And before I go, I just want to remind you of a fact of learning any new skill like deepening your seat. First, you want to learn what you want to do and why it's important. So in this case, we're talking about riding with an active consciousness of your seat, because it's the most direct line of communication well with your horse. It develops feel and it helps you to stay calm and focused on the inside. But here's another point. It's not just the understanding of what we're doing and why it's important as you develop a skill, because that's important because it's intellectual, it's knowledge, and the reason why gives you motivation. But it's the application and the practice of the skill day in and day out, and refining your practice, because you come to every session that you have with your horse with your own positive behaviors and things you need to improve. And so does your horse. And this is where people often kind of fall off the wagon, so to speak. You know, like they think they understand and they know it's important, but they want to move on to more complex maneuvers, and they just assume by knowing about it, and in this case, knowing about their seat, that now they've got that, but okay, like let's go on to a spin or working a cow. But deepening your seat means that you become more and more aware of your oneness and using your seat and intertwining these mental and technical skills into everything that you do.